East Coast Breakfast.
Celeste Khumalo became a household name in South Africa as the last Miss SA teen in 2011. That was the year that the pageant ended, so she'll have that title for the rest of her life. But is now better known as Linda, Shaka's devious baby mama, who South Africa loved to hate on Mzansi Magic's telenovela, The Queen. But the reason why she's here is in The Girl from St. Agnes. Celeste plays Kolwa, the head girl of a prestigious all-girls boarding school in the Midlands, where a popular and beautiful student is found dead at the base of the old mill. And the investigation into Lexi Sommerfeld's death could ruin the school's reputation and Kolwa's.
I didn't realize that The Girl from St. Agnes was in a Showmax show.
Yeah.
And when I saw it advertised, I just thought it was an actual ad for a school. And I was like, this is the weirdest school ad I have ever seen. Yeah,
I was also confused.
The story that unfolds in The Girl from St. Agnes is biographical of the school St. Agnes. Am I right?
Well,
it's a true story.
No, it's not.
No, guys, wait.
Celeste Khumalo said it's a true story. Exclusive to East Coast Breakfast. Cut the tape. Let's move on.
No, it's not necessarily a true story, but parts of it are from true accounts that the writers have experienced at their schools.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Not necessarily St. Agnes.
Not necessarily St. Agnes.
But certainly a school in the Midlands.
Dude.
Yeah.
We're going deep. I don't know.
This series, I've only seen episode one, and it is beautiful. It is exquisitely shot. And this just seems like to be an all-woman project. Is that
yeah,
true?
Yeah, it's predominantly a woman kind of thing, which is amazing and like a big for the industry. Mm. And also having a lot of women on set, women writing, I feel like they kind of nailed it because they got it.
It is doing so well on Showmax. It's already beaten the previous South African record, which was Talia's Wedding.
Yeah.
And it has beaten all of the other Showmax series. It's like all other series, not just South African series. When you started shooting this, did you have any idea that it's going to be this good and it's going to be as big as it's going to be?
Well, when I walked into the reading, so a reading is where everybody gets their script and then all of like the main characters kind of get together in the room with the directors and talk about the script and read through it. So when I walked in, I walked out and I called my agent and I was like, dude, there are real actors here. Like, do you know there are serious actors here? And she's like, yeah, I know, but you're a serious actor too. Yeah. You're meant to be there. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so nervous. This is going to be epic. And then it was. It really, really was. You know, the locations, the way we shot. And I heard that it was kind of a last minute, we need to get something out by the end of the year kind of thing. We shot it in 2 months.
Yeah.
So there was pressure. And then when I saw the trailer, I was blown away.
In terms of Celeste and all the roles you've been playing, like Ulinda and then now being the head girl, I think it's fair to say it's, you know, you're quite a controversial actress. Is Celeste Khumalo also like that? Like, do you have some skeletons in the closet? Mm-hmm. Are these the roles that you really love doing, or you just end up picking these up?
They just come to me, these roles. I don't think I've got skeletons in my closet. But don't dig. Guys, don't dig. But I think the thing I love the most about acting is that I get to play these different roles and not necessarily bear full consequence to, you know, what happens in these shows. It's quite exciting. But I want more badass roles. Like with Linda, when she died, she was holding an AK-47. Mm. You know, I want to be that kind of girl, an action girl. Yeah.
Have you signed any sort of like nudity, semi-nudity, body
I
double clause?
I was going to ask that also. Like, would you show your boobs?
I would. That's a discussion I have to have with my family, but I would.
Yeah.
If you had a partner, I'm not going to ask if you do, because it's not up to me to know what your statuses, I'm not going to look at any of your hands.
You're not going to ask, but I just want to say, once upon a time, I saw some pictures from Bali, and you are not hiding anything.
Well, my man is from Durban, so that's all. Anyway.
Okay, so my question is...
Oh, you're just going to leave that hanging?
Yes. that's for a different interview, guys. Look, you seem very humble, but you're hot enough to be a diva, and you're talented enough to be one. So when it comes to your trailer on set or your room, do you have any specific requirements, things that you ask for? Are you there yet?
No, I'm not there yet. But I've had a chance to see like how certain celebrities in our countries are like handled, and they send like this list.
The writer,
Yeah, the writer where
like
we
like
need.
Who? Like who?
No.
John Carney. If John Carney's on the set, I would anticipate that you would not deny anything on his rider.
You make it happen. You have to, because then at least the talent is happy with what they're doing. I've done TV ads overseas, and it's very different to South Africa. Mm-hmm. That side, there's somewhat, you have a body double who does your lighting for you, so you don't have to stand in the light. Whatever you request, they have it there. There's always someone, like you've got a little PA who runs around and does everything for
you. Okay, so when you were there, what did you request?
When I was there, so it was in Thailand, and then I just don't eat pork. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, I can't have meals with this, and I like this kind of water.
What kind of water did you want? Sparkling like, little. Come on.
Room temperature. Like, room temperature water, because I've got very sensitive teeth. Yeah. So room temperature water.
So you're doing good, hey? You're on fire, and you must just keep doing what you're doing. Linda from, most people will know you as Linda from The Queen. Everyone's going to get to know you from The Girl from St. Agnes, because it is fantastic. What's next? What's the movie? What's the series? What's the scoop?
We're waiting. After this. No, we're waiting.
Are we looking for season 2?
We're waiting. We'll hear soon. Oh. I think because it's really kind of set some records now.
Yes.
They are doing international distribution. So I think after that goes out, we'll know kind of what happens from there. But I guess also a positive thing from the directors is that, you know, not necessarily with anything to do with The Girls from St. Agnes, where it's just like, we're working with you next year.
Amazing.
We want to work with you. Have you gotten, you know, work, you know? Yeah. So I'm just waiting for enough people to see it, and then some calls can come through.
And in terms of stuff coming up, any specific actors, actresses that you would love to work with, like in the South African industry? Or maybe overseas?
Overseas, like Idris Elba.
Bond girl.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
I would just appreciate to kind of work with anyone, really. I think with the acting industry in South Africa, everybody really fights for their place in it. I'm also trying to fight for my place, you know, solidify my place. So you learn everything from different people, and just to kind of learn and grow.
So here's the deal. Now, you're a girl who went to an all-girls school in Joburg, part-time girls. You've just done an entire series in the Midlands all-girls school. St. Agnes is the head girl. Any advice to young girls that are going to Standard 8, Standard 9, 10 matric right now?
You know, I think school life itself has its pressures. But, you know, at school, you kind of focus to finish. You focus to get the job done at school. You know, everyone's always just like your marks or being this or captain of that and captain of that. No one asks you that stuff when you finish school. Yes, it can get you a better advantage to getting into university, but after that, no one's asking you.
Just deal with what's in front of you right now.
Yeah. And then one more thing for the guys as well. A lot of our identity is shaped at school. So guys need to be aware of how they're treating girls. By the time they're in high school, because they can be aware of how they're treating girls, because it goes with them into their adult life.
Sure.
You know, and it's just being aware that, you know, this catcalling thing or
toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity, sending nudes, sending videos about girls, you know, violating rights. It's very easy to violate someone's rights. All you have to do is share a video.
Yeah.
You know, so being cognizant of those kind of things. Yeah. Just be aware of yourself and also those the wheel around turns. You. Yeah, and the wheel turns.
And we're also learning the hard way now. The internet doesn't forget.
Yeah. It definitely doesn't. So
Celeste Kamala, thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
This is fun.